The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons and tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Obviously, NFL draft is heavily on our minds. We got NBA basketball playoffs on our mind. We're looking at NHL hockey playoffs coming in hot. We got Major League Baseball. Brother, if anybody ever told you May was not a good month to be talking sports, I think they're absolutely nutso. How are you, Mike Wilson?
I am doing good, and yes, man, the NFL draft came and went, and who did well and who didn't. I looked at who your Packers picked, and I was like, all right, so they're going after some people. But look, you and I, right after the show, we got NBA playoffs, baby. It is Bucks and Celtics. I'm all jacked up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great series. But the NBA playoffs so far have been pretty good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's all chalk, so I guess if it's right. All chalk and it's okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm not getting at you too hard, but obviously what I mean is all the top seeds have advanced, and now we'll see what happens when the Bucks play the Celtics, the Warriors play the Grizz, we got the Suns playing, obviously. I mean, look, Batman, a lot's going to happen. Suns and Mavericks, Sixers and Heat. The final eight, man. That's what we're down to. We'll break it all down. On the other side, we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, though. So we'll talk hockey because, like I said, that's coming hot, real hot. Playoffs and then Major League Baseball. My Brew Crew, they're super hot, brother. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. That's Mike. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey. We talk Major League Baseball. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you, Andy?
Another day in paradise, to be honest with you. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's getting to be that time of the year here where it becomes 100 and stupid on a routine and a regular basis, and guys like Mike Wilson and that bragging that he always does to you, well, that comes to a pretty quick halt. So, yeah, we're getting into it. It's okay. There's no complaints. Hey, look, I want to start in baseball because my team is red freaking hot right now. That Milwaukee Brewers squad playing extremely well at this moment in time, and I think that I'm a little concerned because I'm wondering if my man Craig Council, if my man Craig Council is doing things a little bit unorthodox, and I think you know what I'm talking about. I know they've won five straight, but I know that they're throwing Hader and Williams out there in abundance, if you will, and I think those are guys that you want to use differently throughout the year, but what the hell do I know, right, John?
Well, we've seen in the past that Hader has not pitched well when he's been out there three consecutive days, and there was a couple of seasons where they only wanted to use him every second day. Williams might be the same mold, a little bit younger, a little bit healthier perhaps. Still have to find out where he is going. I recognize that, Milwan, I don't mean to rain on your parade here. Your Brewers are 15-7, and deservedly so. But something that's always important to me, and this is something I touch on fairly often, is a record against plus 500 teams, record against below 500 teams. And yes, the Brewers have been winning, and a win is a win is a win, whether it's in April, May, September, or October. But I look at the Brewers, and they are 11-3 against sub 500 teams, and they're only 4-4 against 500 or better teams. So, with all due respect, let's not get a little carried away here by how well the Brewers are doing. They are still justifiably in first place. They're playing good baseball, but they haven't got to the worst, heaviest toughest part of their schedule yet. So
no, I get it.
Maybe we need to look at it just a little bit tempered here.
I get it. I understand. I know Mike's got a question. I'm just going to put this in there. Maybe the sample size isn't enough quite yet on the above 500 teams because, like you said, they're only at 500. However, they are cleaning up on the bottom feeders. So there is something to be said about that, too. The tougher teams are the tougher teams, and that's why they're better. So you got to take care of what you can take care of, and they are taking care of the bottom feeders right now. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry. Mike? I know he's got something for you. So, Mike, are you there?
There we go. We're at, I'm here. It's, you know, once again, the Scorpion got ahead of hold of the phone line. So the question that I have, John, is you take a look at the National League West, and you know, you got three teams that are all just kind of bunched up. And I know the sample size, like we were talking about with Milwaukee, is maybe not as huge in their schedule and all that. But does the West really come down to L.A. and San Francisco? I mean, I know San Diego's right there right now, but are they built for the long haul? And what's going to happen out West, in your opinion?
Well, San Diego is a funny story right now because we've known for the last couple of years on paper the Padres are an extremely strong team. We look at it right now and we see the Giants at 14-7. We see the Dodgers at 13-7 and the Padres at 14-8. So in terms of wins and losses, that's about as tight as it's going to get. I will point out one thing, though, with the San Diego Padres, that they have done all of this so far without a guy that's a pretty decent baseball player, and that's Fernando Tatis Jr. So if they get him back at a reasonable time, and when they get him back, he's reasonably healthy, that's like adding a guy to your roster. That's like adding an all-star at the trade deadline without giving anybody up. So, you know, if the Padres are hanging in with the Dodgers and the Giants after 20 games, 22 games, whatever the number is, when they get a player like Tatis Jr. back, is that going to actually put them ahead of the Dodgers and the Giants? So, assuming that nobody else gets hurt and everybody is playing with a healthy roster for the majority of the season, I've got to say that I think the Padres are right in there with the Dodgers and the Giants because you take away a player like Tatis and you're only half a game out of first place at the end of April, I think San Diego will probably be pretty happy if we'd said to them a month ago, would you like to be a half a game out at the end of April without your best player? I think they probably would have taken that.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball right now. All right, so I want to go back to the Central for a quick moment, National League Central. Albert Pujols goes back to the St. Louis Cardinals, right, to finish out his career, last season that he's going to be playing, and he's been around forever, so good for him. But my question is, he's very close to 700. I think he's at 681, if I'm not mistaken. Is he going to get enough at-bats to be able to get to the 700 mark?
I would say yes, providing he stays healthy. I think he's going to play with the DH, he's going to have an opportunity to play more often than he would have in previous seasons in the National League. You got to figure that he's going to DH against the left-handers, so make an estimate of how many left-handers they're going to see. They're probably going to see a left-hander maybe every fourth day. I think he's going to get enough at-bats, and quite frankly, I think that Pujols is such an institution in St. Louis and is so revered in St. Louis. I think that if it gets close at the end of the season, I think they're going to throw him in there against right-handers too, if it looks like he has a legitimate chance of getting that 700th home run. If he needs five home runs in the last three games, I don't think you're going to see it. But I think as long as he's on a pace to hit 700 with a fair number of at-bats, I suspect that you will see it, especially if the Cardinals are not in the race. I think then you'll see them play him simply to draw fans to the park and give him that opportunity, an opportunity which, in my opinion, he richly deserves.
You know, John, I'm taking a look at the American League West, and you take a look and you see the Angels of Anaheim at the top, and once again, you're right, we got to temper all this, it's still early, the sample size is small, but how good would it be to see Mike Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs and win the division?
Well, it certainly would be something that's been a long time coming, more so for Trout than Ohtani. But to your point, at 14-8, still a fairly small sample size. I still think the Astros are better than an 11-10 team. I think Seattle is better than an 11-10 team. I think Texas is probably where we thought they would be at 7-14, maybe even a little worse. I think the Athletics are a little better than we expected, given their house cleaning over the wintertime. They're 10-11. I didn't really think that they would be a 500 team at this point, so they're a little bit of a surprise. I think the Angels are a much better team than they've been the last few years, but they always seem to find some way to implode, and somebody always seems to get hurt there.
And what about the White Sox? Man, oh man, oh man. Injuries, injuries, injuries. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're in the Valley of the Sun. Phoenix AZ, baby, it is. The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll all be right back.
Going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last two decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
All right. righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime, and we are talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We do talk Major League Baseball. We talk NHL hockey, and that's where we're headed now, fellas. We got to talk some NHL hockey because, as we know, we've got NHL playoff hockey to be talking about, John. Literally right around the corner, right?
Yeah, one for sure. One day, Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern. First puck drop in the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Is that the Bruins and Hurricanes? Will they be the first game that go off?
First game actually is that I know of is Toronto Montreal. I believe the Bruins and Hurricanes are also scheduled for tomorrow, so I'm assuming it's the 7 o'clock face-off as well. There's going to be two games in the East and two games in the West every night for the next 2 weeks, and the conferences will alternate. So two Eastern series will start Monday, two Western series will start Tuesday. Two Eastern teams will start Monday, two Western teams will start Monday. On Tuesday, the other teams will play, and then they'll just keep flipping every other night until we are done.
Well, the Monday night action.
Yeah, potentially we could be watching NHL hockey every second night for the next 2 weeks for sure, assuming that at least one series goes seven games.
Between that and NBA basketball, we've got plenty to be entertained by. Okay,
no question.
Yeah, so looking at Monday's matchups, Bruins, Hurricanes, Lightning, Maple Leafs, Blues, Wild, and the Kings and the Oilers, right? So
yeah.
Those are your matchups on Monday night. Bruins, Hurricanes, let's dissect that one first.
That's going to be an interesting series. I mean, if you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said Carolina very, very easily. But they've got some goaltending injury problems. They had a great regular season, but, we all know that goaltending is like starting pitching in baseball. It's a big piece of the equation, and if your goaltending is not good, you're going to have some challenges. But let's keep in mind that although Boston's had a great deal of playoff success in the last decade or more, this is a different Boston Bruin team. This is not the same team that we've seen over the years. There's no Chara. There's no Tuukka Rask. There's no David Krejci. This is a different team. They were here in Toronto on Friday night, and granted, they sat out eight or nine of their top players, so it's an unfair comparison to look at them. But this Boston team isn't as strong, isn't as deep as it has been. I still think Carolina's a little too much for them, but Carolina needs to get some goaltending. That's going to be the key there in my mind.
All right, John, break it down, Toronto and the Lightning. I mean, I know everybody knows you're a Toronto guy, and, you know, you want your Maple Leafs to win, but do they have enough to take on and beat Tampa Bay?
I think this is a toss-up, Mike. The Leafs have got home ice advantage. They have had a better record during the season, which gave them the home ice advantage. Two things puzzle me here and worry me, I guess, at the same time. Number one is that Tampa Bay has the experience having won the last two Stanley Cups. Toronto has not had that experience. They've had the opposite experience of choking in the first round. We won't go into how many times it's been over the last 7 or 8 years, but it's way more than one. I think the key in this series is going to be goaltending, and Jack Campbell started off the season for the Maple Leafs in flying form. Was a big reason they got out to the start that they did. Then he got injured. Then he tapered off a little bit. I think he tired himself out a little bit because he'd never been a first-string goaltender before. He has to come back big. On the other side, Vasilevskiy might be the best individual talent in terms of goaltenders in the league right now. And again, he's got two Stanley Cups behind him. I got to put a huge check mark for advantage Tampa Bay in goaltending. And if goaltending is a big player in postseason hockey, which we believe that it is, unfortunately, I think Tampa Bay probably wins a long series.
Yeah, that'll be tough for you, John, but we'll see what happens. That's why they got to decide it out on the ice. Blues and Wild, who do you like here?
Oh, that's a matchup. I mean, we're talking about the Minnesota Wild, second place in the Central Division, actually had a better record than the first place team in the Pacific Division. So they're relegated to a number four seed, I think. even though they had the second best record, simply because they didn't win their division. Minnesota has been a surprise. I think Dean Evason has done a wonderful job with that team. I knew they were a good team. I really didn't think they were this good, but they've been good, and they've been consistently good all season. St. Louis has kind of been spotty. They've been playing well lately. They had a winning streak of 9 or 10 games about 3 weeks ago that got them right back in the race. I got to think that that's a Minnesota series, but again, I'm looking at a long series. I think that's probably 6 or 7 games, and I think probably Minnesota, simply because I think they're a little bit stronger. They've got Fleury in net now, who brings a tremendous amount of experience, postseason experience, and Stanley Cup championship experience to the Minnesota Wild. I just think they're that little bit better than St. Louis.
All right, John, we'll just keep going down the line here. Kings and Oilers, who do you got?
Well, that's a real puzzle because we all know that Edmonton can score. We do know that Edmonton can't keep the puck out of the net. And we know that playoff hockey is about keeping the puck out of the net. The Oilers have had a terrible time finding a consistent number one goalie throughout the season. You get to playoff time and you don't know who your number one goalie is. That, to me, is red light 101. Dreisaitl and McDavid and the boys just can't go out and score 8 and 9 goals every night. If I was an Edmonton supporter or an Edmonton player or a manager or a coach, I think I'd be a little concerned. You don't want this to get into a track meet. You want to save that firepower for when you need it. I got a feeling that Los Angeles could take that series.
That's pretty solid, John. All right, real quickly, we got to run through the Tuesday night matchups. Penguins playing the Rangers. This should be a good one, too, to be honest with you, John.
Yeah, real good series. Penguins have faltered a little bit of late. Gerard Gallant has done a wonderful job with the Rangers. They overachieved, in my opinion, but I still think that's a solid team. I think you're probably going to see the Rangers take that probably in 6 games.
Caps in Florida, who we got?
Well, you'd have to go with Florida on paper based on their regular season results. The trouble in Florida is that they win a lot of games by scoring a lot of goals. And as we've talked about with Edmonton, you don't want this to get into a track meet. I don't think Washington's that strong, so I think Florida's going to be the team that comes out victorious. I don't think it's going to be easy. If I was the Florida coaching staff, I'd be concerned about an injury to a goaltender or an injury to a defenseman, because the only reason that the Florida forwards can do what they do, and that score a lot of goals, is because they rely on what's at the back. You take away some of that strength, I think the forwards have to play differently. That cuts down the number of goals you score. It could be a lot closer than we think, but again, I'm looking at maybe 6 games there, and I'm looking at Florida, home ice advantage being the key there.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey playoffs. As we know, it's literally right around the corner. Predators playing the Avalanche. I think you're going to love the Avalanche, and I think I love the Avalanche to get all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. So what say you on this one, John?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Colorado is just way, way too strong for Nashville. Nashville punched above their weight all season. I didn't see them as a playoff team. I think they'll have a quick visit to the playoffs. I think this series is probably over in 5 games. Colorado has been resting a lot of their star players the last week or so. You and I talked about this last week. I think Colorado will be fresh. I think they're ready from learning that they have lost over the last couple of years. And quite frankly, I think them losing the President's Trophy in the last couple of weeks to the Florida Panthers, because of the fact that they had rested all those players, I think that's going to help Colorado. I think in the last 20 years, the President's Trophy winner, which is the regular season points team, team with the most points, I think they've only won the Stanley Cup twice and been to the finals 3 times. So to me, that doesn't bode well for Florida. Plus, Florida haven't learned how to lose yet. Colorado have. I got to go with Colorado here. I think that one's over fairly quickly.
All right, last but not least, Stars and Flames. What's going on there?
I got to go with the Calgary Flames. I think Dallas is a little bit like Nashville, punched above their weight all of the season. They've been playing well at the end of the year, got into the postseason towards the end of the schedule. I think Daryl Sutter's got Calgary playing good hockey. I think that that's the best Calgary team we've seen probably in a decade. I don't see that series going more than six games. I think it's probably going to go five, and I think Calgary is the winner there.
Fantastic stuff, John, as always. And you know what? The one thing we did not mention, I can't believe it, we're not going to be talking about them this postseason. That's my Vegas Knights. Unbelievable.
Well, there's a lot of trouble in Las Vegas. I think there's a lot of uncertainty there. We know that Bill Foley does not take these kinds of things lightly. I think you're looking at some major shakeups there in terms of management, coaching, and probably some of the players, providing that those players have contracts that can be moved.
Well, just unbelievable, man. A couple years ago, right out of the gates, this team is pushing for the Stanley Cup, you know, trophy to be able to hoist that bad boy. And then, I don't know, man, just went bad awfully quick. John, as always, you know how much we appreciate you.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay healthy, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey playoffs and Major League Baseball. That's why we have him. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're going to get into some NBA hoops. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least six on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Welcome back in everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. He was on assignment last week and had my old rock and roll show that I was doing last week where that was going off on KD and Kyrie and that disaster that happened in Brooklyn. And I was saying to myself, wow, we forgot all about that mess in L.A. because of the mess in Brooklyn. We got round two, baby. We got the Bucks. We got the Celtics. We got the Warriors. We got the Grizzlies going at it. And I'll tell you what, the Grizzlies, they're young. They're inexperienced. But I'll tell you what, they play their hearts out, man. They really do. We got the Sixers and we got the Heat. We got the Sixers with a hobbled Joel Embiid and a lethargic James Harden, and the Heat looking like they should have an easy run right to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you got the Mavs and the Suns, and the Suns have been doing a little bit of damage without D-Book, but at the same time, a little scary that the New Orleans Pelicans were playing them that tight. A team that was like 30 games less than them as far as the records go in the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, we've had all chalk so far, Mike Wilson, but it's been a little bit interesting how we've gotten to all chalk. And I didn't even mention when I was talking about the Bucks and the Boston Celtics, I didn't even mention the Bucks are playing without Chris Middleton, because there's a reason I did that. Because I believe you got the guys you got, man. And at the end of the day, you know me as well as anybody else. Injuries, in my humble opinion, are part of the game, and more so than ever before these days. Dudes get hurt all the time. So I don't like the excuse of saying, well, we had a guy hurt. That's why you never heard me say nothing about Chris Middleton not playing. Because you know what? The Bucks are going to go out there, and they're going to give it their all with the dudes that they can put out on the floor. And then when Chris is ready, he'll be back in that lineup, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree with your assessment there of Milwaukee and injuries. I mean, Philly has... I mean, look, they're big boy... Embiid has, you know, like a broken orbital bone in his face. And, you know, we can talk about that and how that's going to impact Philly, you know. But I'm very much like you, Dorf. Look, you get injuries. It's part of the process. It's part of the game. And you get to see just how deep you are and how ready your role players are to maybe step up in the absence of one of your main guys, you know, being Embiid. And then let's just call it what it is with Harden. Harden's just out of shape. Harden's fat. I mean, we got Fat Mike, we got Fat James, most of the season, you know, in Philly and Brooklyn, you know, wherever he's been. So it's going to be interesting to see how Philly responds. But the one team that you didn't mention, and I know this wasn't by design, is Golden State. Look out. I really think Golden State can do some damage. I think Golden State can compete with Phoenix in the West and make it real tough. But, you know, Phoenix is getting booked back. He played the other night. He played all right, considering that he was, you know, playing with kind of a strained hamstring a little bit, and it probably hurt him a little bit. But, you know, he realizes his team needs him, and that kind of showed me a lot with Book and getting out there and playing. And in Miami, just seems like people are paying attention to him, but at the same time, they're not paying attention to Miami because they don't seem like they're getting a lot of the talk, because you get a lot of the talk with Milwaukee and Boston. Everybody is looking at that series as the series to be watching in the second round, with good reason. But Miami's good. Don't get it twisted. They are very good. Jimmy has them playing very well. So it's just going to be one of those things. We got to let it play out a little bit. But injuries are part of the game, and we're going to see how good the role players are for teams that have an injury problem.
Yeah, okay, so Boston relatively healthy. However, as of late, this Jaylen Brown hamstring situation.
Yeah.
He says it's no big deal. He's obviously ready to go, but tell you what, man, too many times we've seen it, you know, D Book going after a play against the Pelicans early in that series. He's got to go all out. He comes up a little bit lame, you know. I mean, bottom line is at this point in the season, nobody's 100%. Okay. Nobody. And you just got to go out there and you got to play the hand that you're dealt. Okay, so how does Milwaukee beat Boston without Chris Middleton? I'll tell you how they do it. Guys like Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, you get more great play from Grayson Allen, right? Brook Lopez, he's got to lock it down. Giannis is going to have to be better than good. I mean, the guy's going to have to be super duper special. Let's be honest, okay? Like, Boston's good, bro. The coach has really got these guys buying into the system. Udoka's done a great job. I mean, unbelievable. They get their guy back. Robert Williams is now back. He had a little impact, you know, on the series a little bit there. Yep. Against Brooklyn late. This is going to be daunting. I mean, I find guys like Al Horford, like, how does he fit into this series? I think it's a tough matchup for him. He's got to go against the trees, bro. Like Giannis and Brooke and Bobby P. I know they don't have Chris, but I'm going to go out on a limb, dude. I think the Bucks can get it done, man. Call me crazy, but I really think this Bucks team can get it done. They're built to win with or without their stars. I'm sorry, but we saw them do it without Giannis last year. And I know they were playing an Atlanta Hawk team, but that Atlanta Hawk team was hot at that moment, man. Like, their confidence has to be extremely high, right? They're the champs, for crying out loud, Mike.
Right, right. And I've said many times, look, the best team in the playoffs is the Milwaukee Bucks. Until you knock them off, until they are out of the playoffs, they are the team to beat, and with good reason. They have role players that understand their role. They have a two-time MVP, maybe a three-time MVP in Giannis. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis. Like, you know, you can go and I can go down the line in terms of why Milwaukee will come out on top in this series. And we can go down the line and talk about how Boston comes out on top in this
series.
This is,
no, absolutely.
This is a 6 or 7 game series for sure. There, no one's getting swept, even though, Andy, my own son, Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the New York Jets, I wish, even said, hey, tell Dorf it's Boston wins this 4-0. And I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Someone, I think my son got a hold of something or took something last night when he told me that, but I thought I'd just pass on a little smack talk from my son to you. But he thinks Boston wins this series. I doubt that he really thinks they sweep, but he goes, it's going to be entertaining. And to your question about Horford is, I love Al Horford. For a team like Boston that has a bunch of young guys that they're learning how to win, they're learning how to take care of business, Horford is the perfect veteran presence for those guys to learn a lot of that kind of, you know, NBA playoff mentality. So, but as far as matchups with Horford, yeah, he's going to have his work cut out for him, because either he's going to be on Giannis some of the time, he's going to have to switch over to Brook. He probably will have to play Portis some of the time when Portis is in the game as well. He's not swift to foot like he was back in the day. So, you know, I can see Milwaukee going at Al Horford, depending on who Horford is guarding. But then again, look, on the flip side, you flip that. Who's, you know, if we take Jaylen Brown's words to mean what they mean, he's like, look, it's no big deal, I'm fine. Jaylen's a tough guard because he can do it on both ends. He's very good defensively. He can score. I think he scored like 25 a game during the season. And then you got Jason Tatum, who you can argue in that net series, he was the best player in that net series by far. And you know, that's me being a little biased there and kind of being fanboy. But Jason Tatum showed me something in that Brooklyn series, and I'm just excited to see if he can carry that over against the defending champs.
I fully anticipate Tatum and Brown to play exceptionally well, and I think they've arrived. Okay, I mean, you don't do what you did to KD and Kyrie and you fall apart. Okay, it just doesn't happen, bro. I'm sorry, but they've arrived and they're here, yeah. And now it's up to the Milwaukee Bucks to be able to answer that challenge from those two guys who we know are going to be coming at him. Tatum, his confidence level has to be off the charts. Let's be honest, dude. I mean, he went head to head with KD like KD was. I don't know if you saw that picture I posted, but I had it with Tatum, you know, holding on to KD and Kyrie in his arms, man. Like, he was their daddy, bro. Yep. That's the truth. It's what happened, okay? And, you know, he was that good.
Andy, I would say, and let's not forget about Marcus Smart and what he's going to bring to the table as well.
I was getting there.
Defensive player of the year. Holy smokes. Yeah.
I was getting there. And I actually wanted to ask you about that. So, you know, you got Jrue Holiday who, to me, okay, I'm debating this with one of my students the other day as we're hitting tennis balls. I'm sorry. I know that Marcus Smart had a great year. Don't get me wrong, okay? He's a great defensive player. But I'm going to ask you, is it Marcus Smart or is it Jrue Holiday? Who's the better player, in your humble opinion?
Oh, I think on an offensive standpoint, it has to be Jrue Holiday. Like, Smart gets into that, I can make every shot, I can make every three kind of mentality, and he throws it up, and he'll throw up bricks a lot of the time. I look at Marcus Smart as a shooter as streaky at best. But when he's hitting, everything else goes so much smoother for Boston. I mean, it's crazy. Defensively, I'd have to give it to Smart. Smart, you know, and not to say Jrue Holiday can't play defense. He certainly can. He's one of the better on-ball defenders that the NBA has. And Smart has just, to me, he's just done it for a longer amount of time. He kind of, when he came into the league, he was kind of a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy, and he kind of put his foot down and said, you know what, I'm going to earn my stripes playing defense, doing the little stuff, diving for loose balls, you know, guarding the number one guy on the other team. So, you know, when it comes to Jrue Holiday, Marcus Smart matchup, depending on what we're talking about, to me, it's going to depend on how they're playing each other and who, if they're going to guard each other. It's going to be fascinating, Andy, to watch this series and the matchups and the changes that each one of the coaches is going to have to come up with, man.
I think Jrue Holiday is a much better player than Marcus Smart. It's not even close. But hey, you and this other guy are on the same page, and I think you're both nuts. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. That's Mike Wilson, my nutty partner. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, Call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You're nuts about Marcus Smart, bro. I'm sorry, dude. Like, come on, man. This guy goes out and he has a great year, and you're going to tell me that he's better than Drew Holiday, the Olympian? Come on,
I didn't
man.
Say he was what better than Drew Holiday. I didn't say he was better than Drew Holiday. I said, depending on what you're looking at, are you looking offensively? Then, yeah, Drew's the guy. Defensively, it's a wash to me.
So then, like I said, who's the better overall player? Give me the answer.
Oh, it'd be, well, if you're going all over, then yeah, it's Drew Holiday. I mean, that's a simple question.
Well,
but
and
I
think
thinking, okay, there's a little bit of nuance to it.
Look, my point is, I think that these two guys, we want to make so much about Tatum and Giannis and Jaylen Brown,
right,
and obviously
right.
the lack of a Chris Middleton playing, right? But at the end of the day, my friend, I think it's a lot about the others, and I'm going to put a Marcus Smart.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna put a Drew Holiday, even though it's Drew and Giannis right now. He's almost like an other because he gives you so much of everything. Like, this guy can score 25 a night if he has to. This guy can give you 15 assists if he has to. This guy can lock down on anybody if he has to, too. I'll be interested to see how much he's playing Tatum, how much he's playing Brown, because I almost think they look at
right.
Marcus Smart as a guy they don't really have to guard that much because of what you said. He's a streak shooter. So if he's cold,
yeah.
you don't have to guard that guy at all.
No, you don't. No, I absolutely agree with that. The guy from Milwaukee off the bench that scares me is actually Grayson Allen.
Yeah, Grayson Allen's going to be tough, man. I mean, look, bottom line is we got ourselves a hell of a series. We got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a small congressional delegation to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. "We are visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom," Pelosi said in a video posted by Zelensky's office on the Telegram early Sunday. "Your fight is fight for everyone, so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done." Pelosi is now the highest-ranking American official to visit Ukraine since the start of the war. 15 people were injured when a pedal pub overturned in Atlanta. This was a single-vehicle accident, Atlanta Police Officer Steve Avery has stated. A pedal pub with multiple passengers were trying to make a turn, but apparently going too fast and turned over. Two people were critically injured, the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department has stated. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
New Yorkers don't feel safe at home anymore. Residents say they're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety as the NYPD struggles to rein in crime. To date, the city has recorded a 42.7% increase in major crimes compared to the same period in 2021. According to the New York City Police Department, for New Yorkers, the fear of ending up as another crime statistic has cast a shadow over their city. Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres, a huge size jump from roughly 65,800 acres it had already burned the day before. Fires are a part of a series of devastating blazes that have torched parts of the state in the recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mega drought gripping the western United States has pushed Lake Mead's water level to historic lows, below an intake valve that first began supplying Nevada customers in 1971. The emergence of the intake valve in the nation's largest river year drew attention to the future of Colorado River Basin and Southern Nevada Water Authority, which supplies water for 2.2 million people, including in the city of Las Vegas. Water levels in Lake Mead have reached their lowest since 1971, uncovering one of the original intake valves hidden since it was first installed. It is currently at 1,055 feet above sea level, or about 30% capacity, and research has suggested that it could drop by as much as 30 feet in the next decade. A Maryland man skipped work but still got paid thanks to winning $100,000 lottery ticket he bought on his day off. The winning chef, Josh Buster, will use his prize money to pay off his car, pay off his mother's mortgage, and save for his retirement. "It will take away a lot of the stress in my life. No more of the financial worries," he told Iowa Lottery. The odds of winning the $1 million prize in Iowa's Lottery's Mega Millions games are just 1 in 12,607,306, according to their website. I'm Mariah Bowen, and this is your USA Radio News.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even... good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. He's Mike. You can join us in a couple of different ways. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real NBA hoops to be talking about with the playoffs happening right now. Round two upon us. We've got NHL hockey playoffs literally right around the corner. Those start tomorrow. We've got Major League Baseball happening in full throttle. My Milwaukee Brewers have hit a pretty good stride right now. And I'll tell you what, a lot happening all over the sports world. Golf, you name it, we got you covered every way, shape, and form. Mike, you ready to rock and roll this hour or what, my friend?
Let's do it. We got into it a little bit with Boston and Milwaukee, which is always fun to talk about, you know, but we got the NFL draft and holy smokes, who has the best program the last year? Georgia. I'll just leave it at that. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'm not mistaken. My Packers picked up a couple of those cats, so I ain't mad about that. But they did not go wide receiver right away. I take a break, come back, get into the draft, and a whole heck of a lot more. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend History.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime is Mike. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, dude, I know you want to talk NFL draft because I know you live, dream, sleep, eat, whatever it is, all this football stuff, and you know how I am about it. I'm like, let's wait 3 or 4 years and see what happens with these clowns that we just picked, and you made a great impact on their life, and somehow, some way, you changed their life in the best possible way, but now you got to wait and see what the results will be, and usually that takes 3, 4, maybe more years. You never know, and sometimes it winds up not working out so well. But with that being said, like you said, Georgia dominated, especially the first round. Trayvon Walker goes number one. Were you shocked or surprised that he went number one, by the way?
I was a little surprised that he went number one. You know, out of a number one pick, you got to be transcendent, and you got to be like that guy. And he wasn't even that guy. For Georgia, you look at his stats over his career at Georgia, and it's a little misleading in terms of, you know, he's the number one pick, but here's his production, and it doesn't show the production that you would think a number one draft pick overall would have. But in the end, look, he played for a Georgia defense that we can all agree was very special. National champions. And, you know, I think you and I even talked about, like, hey, look, just get us a couple of guys off that Georgia team. Like, Georgia or Alabama, just have our teams draft one of those guys, and I'm good. And like you said, your Packers drafted a couple of Georgia guys, and I think those draft picks are actually going to pan out, and they're going to make an impact for the Green Bay Packers. But I mean, look, you had over half a side of of the ball drafted from one school. Like, you play 11 guys on offense, you play 11 guys on defense. They had 15 guys drafted. Okay? Like, you just think about that, and that blows me away in terms of how much talent Kirby Smart has amassed down there in Athens, and he continues to do it. So, you know, all the success that Georgia had, look, it probably will translate to some very good players in the NFL for sure.
All right, so kind of looking down the draft a little bit, I saw something that caught my eye, and I think it's a solid pick. I think it's a great pick. I think, you know, dude's going to be extremely comfortable. And I'm talking about your Pittsburgh Steelers when they took Kenny Pickett at number 20, the standout kid from Pittsburgh, played football there. Again, this is like being able to go from one bed to the other bed. Like, you know, you're moving down the road, basically. And I know it's not exactly like that, but you get my point. This is a Pittsburgh guy, right?
Right.
Like, he played his football at Pittsburgh. Now he's going to go play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry, but I don't think it gets much better than that, Mike.
No, I don't think it gets much better than that either. And, you know, for a lot of rookies, when they come in and they see the stadium, just seeing the stadium and the outline of the stadium, here's the boundaries and here's what's happening in Ohio, he's not going to be shocked by any of that because the University of Pittsburgh plays at Heinz Field. Their home games are where he's going to play his home games, you know, as a pro. So I don't think it's going to faze him. I think a lot of this talk that Mike Tomlin wanted to take that Malik Willis kid from Liberty was, it kind of looks to me like that was a bunch of smoke, and they knew exactly who they wanted to take and why they wanted to take him. I mean, look, they could watch Pickett play every Saturday, you know, on their home field. They had all the inside information on Pickett that you could probably have. So he's the type of guy that the fans are going to embrace. He's going to embrace them. They know who he is. They know what kind of player he is. I know there's fanboy pages out there like, oh my God, we selected Pickett. Are we just stupid? Or what are we doing? I'm like, look, you're coming off having Big Ben Roethlisberger, first ballot Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl champ. Yeah, you were a little spoiled for about 20 years. Okay, so now you got to look. You got to rely and you got to throw your faith in to what the Pittsburgh Steelers, as an organization, and they're one of the better run organizations in all the sports, is doing. And I trust what Tomlin's trying to do. They even drafted another quarterback, which to me, they drafted another quarterback from South Dakota. That's putting Mason Rudolph on. hello. Like, we got guys coming in, you better compete. And, you know, even to Trubisky, you know, that's putting him on blast a little bit too. It's like, look, we're going to have all these quarterbacks here. You're going to have to compete. We're not going to just hand you the job, so to speak. But drafting Pickett, I liked it. My son liked it. So, he, you know, if he's happy, I'm happy kind of thing. But, you know, Pittsburgh had a solid draft. Your Packers, I think, had a very solid draft. I think both New York teams, the Giants and the Jets, drafted very well. I thought that Thibodeau from Oregon was going to go either to Atlanta or the Giants. He ended up going to the Giants at number 5. I think he's going to pay dividends. I mean, that guy just came in as a true freshman and started dominating the Pac-12 from a defensive end standpoint, and he's fun to watch. He has a great motor, but, you know, look, you're exactly right. We're going to have to wait 3, 4, 5 years to see how this draft class really pans out, and that's the way it is with any, you know, any kind of draft in any league. You got to wait a while. This is just not that one impact guy that's going to step in right away and be like, I'm the guy. Here we go.
You know, it's hard to say this, and I don't know what your take is on it, but did the Detroit Lions win as well? Did they have a solid draft, yep, or what?
No, they had a real solid draft. And the guy, I'm telling you, the guy that I thought was going to go number one overall, that Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan, he falls right in their laps. And look, a Michigan guy going to Detroit, fans are going to love that. They know, I mean, it's the same thing as Piggott. The fans are going to fall all over in love with Aiden Hutchinson. And Aiden Hutchinson, to me, was better than Trayvon Martin, or not Trayvon Martin, what am I thinking?
Trayvon Walker. Yeah.
You know, Trayvon Walker as a number one pick. So, Detroit got a lot of good value out of being number two and having Aiden Hutchinson, possibly the best defensive end out of the group, fall right into their laps.
Sometimes the stars align like that, right? Like, I mean, think about it. For Kenny right. Pickett, great situation. For Hutchinson, what a great situation, right? I mean, at the end of the day, to me, that's what it's really all about when you're talking about this type of a draft with the NFL, okay? It's more about how does that guy fit into the system. It's about how does that guy change the system. It's like, to me, the NFL is... The draft is so hard, bro, okay? Because these picks that you think are so obvious and they make so much sense, they might work out, they might not work out. You might get the full, you might get full capacity from that guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just so hard to read and so hard to understand, bro. But certain things happen for certain reasons, right? And certain guys find homes in certain places because it just makes sense. Like, to me, that's the real truth. Pickett, he deserves to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hutchinson deserves to play for the Detroit Lions. Maybe those for Pickett, maybe he can be the guy that carries on that tradition for Pittsburgh and keeps them going. And then for Hutchinson, maybe he can turn things around for Detroit. Speaking of turning things around, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Alrighty, welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like a couple few different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. So put the NFL draft to bed for us, because I do want to get back to NBA basketball. We've got all these series to break down. We haven't done that yet, to be honest with you. We've just kind of scratched the surface a little bit. So give me a final word on the NFL draft.
Look, the final word on the NFL draft is simply, we have to be patient. As with any draft class, you got to be patient and let these guys develop. Let them start learning how to be a pro and learn the schemes. There's no one in this draft that I see just automatically being right in the mix for like player of the year or anything like that. But it's just like anything else. Give it time to marinate. I think a lot of these players are going to turn out to be very, very good pros.
All right. So speaking of marinating, let's marinate the NBA playoffs a little bit into our brains. We've scratched the surface a little bit on Bucks and Celtics, so I want to leave that one alone for a little bit. The one that we've neglected the most, I would say, is the Warriors and the Grizzlies. So let's talk about that one. Grizzlies get through a pretty tough series with the Minnesota Timberwolves, which in a weird way was maybe good and maybe bad at the same time. It made you realize, like, they're a young basketball team, but it also showed you that they've got grit, they've got guts, and you know what? They're going to scrap and claw, and even when they're down 26 or 25 in the same game, it really doesn't matter. They're going to keep battling and keep fighting and try to work their way into that basketball game. So I really like the persistence that I see from the Grizzlies. What I like about what I see from the Warriors is the consistency, man. Like, they just go out there and they what they do consistently over and over and over and over. Jordan Poole has come down to earth a little bit, but that means guys like Steph and Clay will step up a little bit more, and maybe even Dre, which, by the way, he did a fantastic job of guarding Nikola Jokic. However, Jokic is just – he might be the best skilled the best big man – as far as his skill set goes, that we've ever seen. I'm not saying he's the best big man of all time. I'm saying his skill set might be the best out of any big man that we've ever seen. He can shoot the three ball. He can take you inside. He can pass. He can dribble. He can distribute. He does it all, and the dude's 7+. Like, come on, man. It's ridiculous. With that being said, though, the Warriors just had such a great game plan. Like, space the floor out. Here's what I've also learned, and I know you know this. And this is why I'm going to go back to the Bucks and the Celtics, and why I think the Bucks have a really good shot, is because in this league right now, Mike Wilson, more so than ever, everybody on the floor needs to be able to shoot the three ball. To me, that's the one thing that might hurt the Celtics. Robert Williams is not shooting three balls, okay? Brooke Lopez is shooting three balls. Bobby P is shooting three balls. Like, these are guys that are going to space the floor. So potentially the spacing on the floor might be an issue for Boston. I want to get back to the Warriors and Grizzlies, though, okay? Warriors spacing is unbelievable. They spread you out. They do all that stuff. Grizzlies have a bunch of young dudes that are going to be chasing you down. Bane, I love that kid's game. That kid from TCU, Desmond Bane is a baller, straight up baller, dude. John Morant's going to have to play a ton better. I'm sorry, but he's going to have to play a ton better. I think their bigs are interesting because they're athletic. They might give the Warriors some troubles. Like, I think the Warriors are going to have to figure out matchups in this series. This is going to be a fun series to watch. I like the Warriors to win it, but I do think there's a lot of stress in this series.
No, I think there's a lot of stress in this series as well, but most of the things that you've already mentioned for Golden State, I agree with. It's the consistency. They know how to win. The core guys on that team, Dre, Clay, Steph, okay, they've been through the battles. They know what it takes to get to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, to be successful in the playoffs. Now, they haven't done it for a hot minute. They haven't done it for a few years. So it's going to be one of those things where maybe they have to figure out how to kind of get back and get that feeling again. But I think in the end, I think Golden State, with their consistency and just, I mean, come on. Steph Curry is just so much fun to watch because he has in the parking lot range, and he can turn that game on a dime with his shooting. And then you got Clay with him and Jordan Poole. And then I think one guy that for whatever reason, and I may be way off with this, Andy, that kind of gets left out of the conversation in terms of his impact is Wiggins. I think if Wiggins comes to play, I think this could be, you know, a five game series if that happens. But on the other side, I don't know if I trust Memphis. Like, I really don't. I mean, they get down by 26, 25, they come back, they win. I mean, I get all that. It's great, it's phenomenal. But what the hell are you doing getting down by 26 in the first place? That tells me you're not playing defense. That means other teams are getting shots. They figured you out to a certain extent. So I don't know if I exactly trust Memphis to do what they did, you know, in the first round and in the second round against Golden State. But it's going to be something to watch. But I think in the end, I think Golden State comes out victorious and moves on to the next round.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting situation with how they scheduled this. The Grizzlies finished their series on Friday night, right? And then they have to play again on Sunday. Warriors finished theirs the day before, I believe. Maybe it was Thursday night. They get like an extra day of rest. I don't know. It's just interesting how they do some of this scheduling for the playoffs. Let's talk. So, I think we're both in agreement. I think we both like the Warriors in that series. I think just too much experience, too much consistency. And, you know, this is a little bit of like where it's the big brother still kind of having control over the little brother a little bit. Heat playing the 76ers. Joel Embiid's going to be hobbled. James Harden's going to be overweight. Just joking about that, but in general, you get what I'm saying. Like, this is going to be a tough one, and Doc Rivers is taking a lot of heat right now about what's happening in Philadelphia, and allegedly James Harden really wants Mike D'Antoni to be the coach there, and if this goes bad, well, maybe that winds up happening, and Daryl Morey and all this nonsense with everything going on behind the scenes. It might just be too much for the Philadelphia 76ers to get over. I think it's been 20 years since they've gotten past the second round, something insane like that. It's just crazy. The Heat, I think it's a little concerning with Jimmy Butler and that knee flaring up on him a little bit. Kyle Lowry with his injury. I think what they do is they just go about winning quietly. Like you said, there's just something about them, and I think it's the fact that they don't really have like a true star or like a true stud. I guess, you know, Jimmy Butler's really good. Don't get me wrong. He's Jimmy Buckets and all that stuff. He's a great player. But I don't think we look at him as like, you know, a top 10 player in this league. So the Heat just kind of go about it by committee. I guess that's the way I'd put it. It's like they do it by committee. The 76ers have these two guys who they want to rally around. And if Embiid isn't totally whole, I think this is a tough task for the 76ers, man. What say you?
Oh, no, I think this is a real tough task if Embiid is not, like you said, whole. It almost sounds like, you know, he has a hole in his face because of the orbital break in that bone. And, look, you know, we talk about Jokic, you know, probably being maybe the best big guy in his skill set. Embiid is the best big guy in just terms of size and just physicality in terms of what he does low, you know, down on the block. I mean, this guy, when he's healthy, he's a load, and he's a problem for most teams. But now you don't have him, and it's going to be interesting to see what Doc does in terms of getting other players to step up, other bigs for Philly to step up in the absence of a healthy Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting situation. We know how good Miami's defense is. They like to smother guys.
Yep.
To me, this is a nightmare matchup for Philadelphia, and it could all wind up going really, really south. It really could. And then you can see all the problems that are happening off the floor wind up coming on the floor like we did for the Brooklyn Nets, to be honest with you. Hear that music. I know we got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap up things in the NBA. We'll talk Mavericks, Suns. We'll get back into the Bucks and the Celtics. But a lot to talk about in the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
And now today's rust eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy. He would be Mike. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Myself is Dorfont Sports. Facebook is Dorfont Sports. IG is the real Dorfont Sports there. All right, so I'm getting some news that Joel Embiid will be out for at least games 1 and 2, Mike Wilson. So we just talked about that, how much of an issue it could potentially be for the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, it gets that much more difficult because you know that this guy won't be on the floor with you. Speaking of that, the Phoenix Suns play host to the Dallas Mavericks in round 2. Both of these guys getting their star back, or one of their stars back. Well, for Dallas, definitely their star, and for the Suns, one of their stars. D-Book is able to get back to playing basketball after the hamstring injury, after he re-aggravated it once again. Actually, it's the other hamstring now that I'm thinking about it, but another hamstring that he re-aggravated in general. On the other side, he had a similar situation for Luka Doncic. He's out. His team responds without him. Now these guys have both them back. I expect a really, really good series, to be honest with you. Nobody can really handle Luka. I think that Dallas has a bunch of guys that they can throw at D-Book, and with the emergence of Jalen Brunson, I think the Mavericks are going to form a very solid test for the Phoenix Suns, Mike.
No, I absolutely believe the same thing. There's a part of me, Andy, and I'm dying if I'm lying here, that I go between the Suns can sweep this, or this is going to be a 6 or 7 game series. Like there's just something inside of me that says, okay, Phoenix is ready to take this next level and get to the Western Conference Finals and the finals and taking Dallas out. Like, if I'm Phoenix, I'm not scared of Dallas. Luka's gonna get his. He just is. You just limit everybody else. If Luka wants to score 35, okay. If the other guys aren't scoring 30 to go along with him, you're gonna be sitting pretty well. I mean, that's a tall order to kind of ask. But I see this either – I can see this being a sweep, or I can see this going 6 or 7 games. But I do agree with you that there are guys at Dallas that they can throw at Book, to defend him, put some length on him, get a hand in his face. But I think in the end, I think Phoenix just has – they got too much firepower offensively for Dallas. So we'll see what happens. But I think – Phoenix can control this series fairly well.
Are the Mavs and the Heat somewhat similar in the sense of they just have a bunch of dudes that, you know, like they're not like stars or studs? I mean, obviously Luka is, right. We know that, but I'm saying in general they just have a bunch of like guys on both those teams that can straight up ball. Like they're not superstars, but they're really, really good, nice NBA basketball players, right or wrong?
No, you're exactly right. They got some guys that can just ball, and that's all they care about. But in the end, I mean, you do have to have that one stud. Like, look, the Bucks have Giannis. Phoenix has Book. Boston has Tatum. You know, so there has to be that one guy to me that can just kind of take over when when the time is needed. And I don't know if Miami exactly has that guy that can take over when they need, or is it just going to be a combination of two or three guys? Is it going to be Jimmy Buckets, Hero, and Kyle Lowry? Which, by the way, Kyle Lowry is not going to play in game one. And that hurts Miami to a certain extent, but I think what gets Miami through is they play defense. They ball hawk. And it's kind of fun to watch because between Milwaukee, Boston, and Miami, the defense that's played in the East is phenomenal.
Yeah, okay, so you're kind of leading me to my next point. Is it fair to say that the winner of the Boston-Milwaukee series could be the eventual Eastern Conference final winner and then also go on to win the NBA finals?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer in terms of, you know, when you really look at the situation between those two teams, because this is going to be, I think this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out series with Boston and Milwaukee, and they're going to be battle-tested. Could they end up being a little tired, you know, if Miami is their opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals? Yeah, but give me a battle-tested team that's been through the war in the second round rather than a team that's maybe sitting around on their you-know-what just waiting for a team to show up.
See, I don't disagree with that. I think there's some merit to what you're saying right now, and I agree. You know, sometimes when you're getting through things a little too easily, that there's cause for concern with that. So I think you want a certain amount of stress. I really do, and I think, you know,
right,
a six-game series, seven-game series – yes, it's going to be taxing to a certain degree, but I also think it shows you something about your character, right? And if in your case, what you're saying right there, let's just say the Milwaukee Bucks can somehow figure out a way to win this series without Cash playing any of the games, right? Like, I'm sorry, right, but their confidence level at that moment in time has to literally be breaking through the ceiling of any building, any height. It doesn't make a difference, right? Because you will have taken out Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and this Boston Celtic team that is just playing extremely well, and you will have done it without one of your best players. So I do think there's something to what you're saying. Like, and there's a way to the journey as well. Right? Like, it's not supposed to be easy. You're supposed to have some adversity along the way. Well, you know what? This is adversity for the Milwaukee Bucks. You get through this, I don't think there's anything that can stop you.
No, I mean, you get through the stress of having to get through a tough series. You're exactly right, Andy. I mean, it just comes down to these guys are battle tested. And when you get to a stressful situation or a big situation on a possession or possessions in playoff basketball, then you're more at ease. Like, there's a calmness that kind of comes over these type of players, these NBA players that can take over in tough situations. And I think Boston and Milwaukee are just full of those type of guys.
So in your opinion, who's playing the best? And let's go team and let's say player. What player's playing the best? What team is playing the best, in your opinion?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, right now, Jason Tatum, like, he arguably, like I said earlier in the show, he was probably the best player on the floor in that Brooklyn series. He's playing well. Giannis is playing well. It's one of those things where it's Steph Curry, you know, who are you going to pick? I mean, you have these guys that just have done it, especially Golden State, done it a lot. Giannis has done it last year, and the year's coming up. Tatum's kind of learning a little bit, you know, how to do this and maneuvering through the journey, like he used to say. So, I think at the end of the day, I'm going to go with Giannis is playing the best because he's to me, he's the best player in the NBA right now. You can't stop this guy. You can put up a wall and try and do that, but at some point, Giannis is going to make his presence known, and it's going to be real tough for Boston or anybody else that has to try and stop that train, known as the Giannis train, to be successful.
You know, I think you hit it though on the head. I would say, you know, you might want to throw in Chris Paul, I guess, as well, as a guy that's really had a huge impact on his team. And obviously he's had to do it because D-Book was unable to play. But the dude goes 14 for 14 in a closeout game, does it against his old team. Like, I don't know, man. I like Chris Paul a lot. I think he's a little chippy at times. I think he does some things out there on the basketball court that – I definitely question. I think he got away with one with Jose Alvarado, but at the end of the day, I think he's playing extremely well. He has to play extremely well for the Suns to have a great, solid run. I agree. Giannis is fantastic. Steph has been unbelievable in his role where he's coming off the bench, you know, like – it doesn't matter to this guy. He just wants to get out there and he wants to contribute. And he knows, like, when he's healthy, he's going to be a starter. So there's no problem with coming off the bench. You know, and then you mentioned Tatum. I agree. Like, dude, what he did against KD and Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets, it can't go. It just can't go under the water. Like, you can't just brush that away. It meant something. And I think that, you know, this kid is ready. Like, to me, that's – I always talk about having themes, right? And I always think about, like, what's coming with stuff. Well, to me, this is the year of the young gun in the playoffs, dude. Like, think about it. You've got a Mavericks team that's relatively young, that they could cause some serious damage and some serious noise. You got that Memphis team, right? Like, dude, Memphis, they're so young, it's ridiculous. The Celtics, they're pretty young. Like, Jason Tatum, I know these guys have been to the playoffs and everything, but, dude, he's not 25 yet. Like, come on, man. You know, so to me, this is about the guys like the Warriors have, who I guess you can call them crafty old veterans, and Steph and Clay and Dre, right? Like, they got to keep fending off the young guns who are ready to come and try to take the mantle and the torch and run with it. And that's just kind of how I see it, man. I see a lot of these teams have a lot of younger players that they're starting to get hungry. You know, like, Jason Tatum's hungry, dude. Jaylen Brown, they're hungry. They want to be stars. They want to be elite. And there's nothing wrong with that, Mike.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm going to tell you, you brought up Chris Paul and some of the things he does on the court. I'm right there with you. He got away with some elbows and some other things to Alvarado during that series that were not called. And I was like, how do you, like, the referee's right there. Like, how do you not call that? I mean, he threw an elbow at Alvarado. And my thing with Chris Paul, great player. Love to watch him play. It was great the other night, 14 of 14, you know, led the Suns, the whole thing. But there's something about Paul that kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit. And watching Alvarado get up in him, you know, and just be a nuisance, be a gnat. I'm like, that's how you play Paul. He doesn't like to be touched. He's kind of like KD. And the way Boston played KD was very physical. KD doesn't like to be touched. He doesn't like to be manhandled. And Boston did that to him. And Chris Paul, to me, is the same way. If you get up in Paul and you just make it tough on every single possession for him just to bring the ball up the court, you're going to have some success. And I know that Alvarado got underneath his skin. You could see it in Paul's face, his demeanor on the court. So, you know, it wouldn't bother me in the least, Andy, if Chris Paul got a little bit of comeuppance to him in this next series with Dallas.
Yeah, I think, you know, those guys are going to be tough, dude. Jalen Brunson ain't going to back down either. It'll be fun watching all this stuff happen out on the basketball court. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We do parting shots at this time, but before that, got to mention a couple things. You can always holler at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And before we get to parting shots, bro, we got to have a little friendly wager between you and I. Lunch is the deal. I got the Bucks, you got the Boston Celtics, and I'm just gonna say good luck to you before it all gets underway, brother. Good luck. May the best team win. Okay, not the best man, but the best team.
Right. No, I absolutely think the same thing, man. It's all fun and games in this series. Do I want Boston to win? Absolutely, I want Boston to win. But would I be disappointed if Milwaukee runs it back and wins the second title? No, not at all. I mean, you got to gain on the 17 NBA titles that Boston has anyway. So why not start now? My shout out goes to all these NFL draftees. Getting the phone call, you shed some tears. Dreams are realized, families are changed financially and all that kind of thing. It's great to see.
All right, my parting shot is to my Milwaukee Bucks. Let's see the heart of a champion, like my man Rudy T said. You got your backs up against the wall, no Chris Middleton. You're playing a tough, Boston Celtic team, but I think the heart of a champion can come out and get through it. So let's get it done, baby. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.